Recorded Books presents The Star Horse, Once Upon a Horse, Book 3, by Sarah Maslin Neer, narrated by Beth Bears. To the riders and horses of Gallop NYC, you are stars. SMN. Prologue. In the center of the most glittering city in the entire world is a spot that shines even more brightly. 6 low steps lead to a fountain. Along the edge of each stair run ribbons of light upon which blink hundreds of illuminated words. You will know you are in New York City, the heart of the world, where people from all lands live, by what you read on those stairs. Salut. Yokoso. Kush Amdid, Bienvenido, and more. Welcome glows in all the languages under the sun. The fountain, a pool of glimmering water in a circle of granite that shines like the eye of a cat at night, swishes and swirls. 353 jets spout water, and every few minutes they send up plumes of liquid 60 feet into the air. When the droplets come sparkling back down, the water below dances. The building that lies beyond the fountain twinkles from underneath 5 arches of cream-colored limestone. A warm glow bounces through windows that are as clear as day but crisscrossed like the stained glass of a church. Stand here in this magic spot called Lincoln Center, and you behold beauty with more than just your eyes. Listen, beyond the fountain, across the limestone, and through the thick glass, you will hear something special. It is the hint of a song, the melody of an orchestra, and the tuning of a symphony. Music is everywhere here, warming everything it touches, like sunlight shining across a landscape. That is because up those steps, past that fountain, and under those arches, is the Metropolitan Opera, the grandest stage in the world. Now imagine if you happened to see all this and hear all this, and you were a little yellow horse from Norway. A horse who suddenly found himself standing before the majestic sight of Lincoln Center. You might understandably have butterflies in your horsey tummy. It's okay, Billy, Lori Allegria said to the tubby blonde animal at her elbow as they stood before the fountain. The horse had begun to tremble a little. Billy was a type of equine known as a Norwegian fjord horse. Like almost all his relatives, he was sandy-colored and smallish, more rightly a pony than a horse. Ponies are not baby horses. They are simply shorter than 14 hands and 2 inches at the shoulder. Any equine that is taller is a horse. Hands? That's the unique way these animals are measured, a unit of measurement first used way back in ancient Egypt. Look at your palm. It's likely about 4 or so inches across. A hand is 4 inches long. Billy was almost a pony. He was 14 hands and 2 inches and a smidge. Most people saw him and thought, "Aw, cute pony." But he thought of himself as a big, strapping horse. Like all of his herd, he had a jet-black ribbon of fur running from the tip of his ears to the end of his bushy tail, tracing a path down his spine. This is called a dorsal stripe, and nearly every fjord has one running along their back. It is set off starkly against the blonde hair of their body, as if a writer stroked each animal with an inky quill. Lori ran her soft hand through the puff of black hair on Billy's forehead, using her fingers to comb straight the fluffy tuft between his eyes called a forelock. Billy stopped shivering. The 7th grader made him his bran mash every day at the farm where he now lived, in a town called Springs. It was a small sandy town in the shadow of New York City. She was the person who mixed in a dollop of molasses with the warm water and bran flakes so that it was a touch sweet, just as he liked. Secretly, so the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?